Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Kayla Gebline, the social media coordinator here at Army Wife Network, bringing you another Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. Today, I wanted to talk about ditties, or PPMs. I guess that's what the Army's calling them now. So this is my top five things I've learned from moving myself. First, I would love to thank First Command Financial Services for sponsoring today's episode. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military, E5 and up. Visit www.firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. So just to start off, give a little history. I have moved myself twice while my husband has been in the Army. We moved from Georgia to Texas and then Texas back to Georgia. We did have the Army move us from where we're from to Georgia the first time. So I've had a little bit of experience with moving myself. And I guess I just like to share today some of those quick little tips and tricks if you've never done it before, or maybe you have and you're frustrated like I was after the first time and you just want to learn maybe a little bit more about some things you can do to either cut costs or sort of just like be a little more organized, maybe whatever you're looking for. Hopefully I can help. So my first little tip is deciding why you're doing it. Like, why are you moving yourself? I get that question. I got that question so often from family members. They were like, you literally can have someone move for you and you're moving yourself. I was like, well, yeah, I am. The last time we moved ourselves, we sort of had to. We had a very quick timeline. Orders came down. That was it. And it just had to be done. We weren't really given a choice, I guess. We had to move ourselves, but it ended up being fine. The first time we moved was definitely our choice. And going back, I have learned so many things that would have made that experience a little bit better. But I guess, so that's the big thing is like, are you moving to make some money? Are you moving because you need to, because Army says so, or whatever says so? Or are you more just like being in control and you want to make sure you know where all your stuff is and everything gets to you in one piece? Once you know why, I guess you can sort of move from there. And then that's how you can frame out your move. I love planning everything out. I need to have it all written down, what we're doing, where we're stopping, what company we're using, all that stuff. So that brings me to my next point is, are you going to use a moving service where you just fill up a vessel and someone comes and picks it up and moves it for you? Or are you going to be more of the pack up your boxes, put it in a truck and do it that way? In my experience, I have used a moving truck both times. We use Penske because they tend to be a little bit more flexible. And also they give a military discount, which helps with the saving on money aspect. Penske's been really great for us and it's done us well. U-Haul is also another option for moving trucks. They don't do the military discount and I have found that they just aren't as flexible. They just aren't able to do as much as Penske does. So that's just my personal experience and what we've used. As far as the other companies, there's like Pods and U-Pack, and those are great because someone just picks up your stuff after you know it's already packed perfectly and beautifully. And then it's already waiting for you and you can just call them up and they drop it off. So those are always options and they're great options. It just depends on why you're moving, how you're moving, what you need to do sort of thing. My next tip is boxes are super expensive. So you want to make sure you're getting in those Facebook groups, those neighborhood groups, whatever you need to do so that maybe you can get some free boxes. I know I was always looking for boxes. People would be like, oh, free boxes. There was Kayla just pulling up with my car, shoving them in. I got every free box I could find because I just did not want to spend the money I had to on boxes. There are some boxes you need to buy, like, you know, sometimes wardrobe boxes, the dish saver bags. I love those dish ones. But I've also saved a lot of boxes, which isn't great when you're in your house, like living there. But I saved all of my dish boxes. I've saved a lot of my appliance boxes that I can just like put my Instant Pot right back in the box and pack it. That's it. Doesn't need another box because it's got all the stuff in there, you know? So try to either save some boxes or just get boxes from where you can, because that's going to be a saving grace for you if moving yourself and moving is, you're trying to make a little bit of money off of it. my next little tip is plastic totes and those vacuum seal bags are also a game changer. Especially, you don't need them for everything, obviously. But so the plastic bins, I would put decorations and stuff I wasn't using right away that I don't need to worry about unpacking a box with. Put that all in a plastic bin, tape her up, label it, good to go. The vacuum seal bags, we moved in the summertime, so I was packing all my winter clothes in those vacuum seal bags. I wanted to make sure that those were just sealed up. You save on space, so that's more saved stuff in your boxes. So you don't have as much, you don't have to use as many boxes because now you're using less space. So that was huge help. I also, when I use those vacuum seal bags and they have my clothes in them, I always just like tuck a little dryer sheet in there just so that none of the clothes really smell like too plasticky. So yeah, those are just some things that I always grab for when I'm doing this. The plastic bins were a huge help just because they're also super easy to stack and I know everything's going to be safe in there. So like a lot of those fragile Christmas decorations or Halloween decorations that have all those little pieces, I knew they were fine because they were in a plastic bin and they were good to go. Those are also really nice because when they're sealed, you don't have to worry about like any critters getting in if you need to put your stuff in storage. Another thing to think about. But so my last quick little tip is I feel like I always see people asking about like how to weigh a car, what do you got to do to weigh your car, truck, whatever. You want to weigh your car and your truck empty. You want to get those suckers empty, like gas, empty, all of it. And I always use those CAT weigh stations because they have an app. And so when you use the app, then it's all in one spot and you can just pull up, you weigh, you have it on your app and it like goes all right to your phone and then you can just drive away and it's all saved. So then when, you know, you're on the back end and you're trying to submit all the papers, because obviously there's so much paperwork, when you're trying to submit all that, all you have to do is print out the little sheet from the app and submit it and you're good to go. It's all saved right in one spot for every vehicle you weigh. So whether it's you have two cars and a truck, or you just have your two cars or one truck, one car, it'll save all that information right in the app. So that's all in one spot and it can be super helpful. Well, that's sort of all I can think of right now. I feel like that was a little fast, but I hope this helped anyone. If you're thinking about doing a Diddy, I highly recommend it just to try it. It's not great in the moment, but looking back, I'm grateful for the times we were able to move ourselves. It's definitely put my mind at ease a little bit, especially hearing some horror stories from other people about moving. So it's definitely been a good experience for us in the long run. And if you ever have any questions or you feel like you just need some guidance, there's plenty of people on our command team that can help and would love to help. So please feel free to reach out to us on any social media platform and send us a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we could. I would also love to send another thank you out to today's sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. So go ahead and visit www.firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. Thank you, everyone. It was so great. I hope this helped. Have a great day. This is your Army Wife Network signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.